Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Haley Hanna from Marin County, California, and I'm going to be sharing some results from our vaccine decision-making survey of parents of kindergartners in our community. So to begin with, Marin is located in the San Francisco Bay Area, just north of the Golden Gate Bridge, and we are a medium-sized county with around 15% of our county being Spanish-speaking adults. Marin has a high historically vaccine-hesitant community in comparison to the rest of California. We commonly use personal belief exemptions or waivers to delay or opt out of mandatory school vaccines, the presence of which to measure vaccine hesitancy. And Marin County has had high personal belief exemption, or as I'll refer to them, PBE rates, of around 6 to 7% each year, the highest in the San Francisco Bay Area. Given that Marin is a vaccine hesitant community, we've conducted a series of vaccine decision-making surveys to determine vaccine messaging. A prior vaccine decision-making survey, of which the current survey was an extension, was conducted in 2013, only disseminated electronically, and received very few responses from the Spanish-speaking community. Because of this, one goal of our follow-up survey, the 2016 survey, was to increase outreach to the Spanish-speaking community to determine their vaccine beliefs and behaviors. This study in particular aims to determine if vaccine beliefs and behaviors differ between English and Spanish-speaking parents in our community. The survey was developed using published survey materials and as an extension of the 2013 survey, as well as input from local stakeholders. It was then translated into Spanish before distribution. The survey was disseminated in partnership with school nurses and school-based health liaisons who either emailed an electronic version of the survey via SurveyMonkey and/or distributed paper copies of the survey home with parents. And this process was largely dependent on individual school and school district policies, and some parents may have received an electronic and paper copy of the survey. In this manner, the survey was received by approximately 2,300 kindergarten households, which is around 80% of kindergarten enrollment, and we distributed around 1,000 paper surveys. The survey contained questions on self-reported school-required vaccine immunization status, whether a parent's kindergarten child was up to date or had a personal belief exemption, sources of immunization information, and current year influenza vaccination status, although that is not a required vaccine for school entry. We defined language spoken by language of survey completed, even though some parents obviously may be bilingual or only have received a Spanish-speaking survey if they communicated that preference to their school. We compared the proportion of Spanish-speaking respondents between the 2013 and 2016 survey, giving varying distribution methodology. For the 2016 survey specifically, we assessed survey completion method by survey language and compared Spanish and English-speaking respondents specifically for the presence of personal belief exemptions, sources of immunization information, and current year influenza vaccination. So in comparison to the 2013 survey that was only distributed electronically and not in partnership with the school-based health liaisons, the 2016 survey had around 17% of the total sample who is Spanish-speaking in comparison to 1% in 2013. So now we'll be looking at survey completion method by language in a series of slides. And just to orient you to this table, the columns are going to be survey language and the rows are going to be survey completion type. So as a whole, we received around 740 responses from our community. And when only looking at survey completion method, around 30% of the entire sample completed a paper version of the survey. However, of note, once we look at the completion method by language, we see that around 95% of Spanish-speaking respondents completed a paper version of the survey. Although the entire sample had around 6% reported a personal belief exemption, there were no personal belief exemptions reported among Spanish-speaking parents in comparison to 7% of English-speaking parents reporting a personal belief exemption. So we asked about a wide array of potential sources of vaccine information, which are going to be the rows of this table, and then we stratified by survey language, which are the columns of this table, both Spanish and English. We asked respondents to choose up to three options, so these categories are not mutually exclusive. Of note, the vast majority of both Spanish and English-speaking parents reported obtaining vaccination information from a physician or healthcare provider. And when stratified by survey language, in comparison to English-speaking parents, Spanish-speaking parents were less likely to report obtaining vaccine information from a physician or healthcare provider, a health-related website, and news sources, and were more likely to report obtaining vaccine information from family. When comparing influenza vaccination status by survey language, there was a significant difference where a higher proportion of Spanish-speaking respondents in blue here reported vaccinating their kindergartner for influenza this year, and a lower proportion of and a higher proportion of English-speaking respondents reported that they have not and do not plan to. All right, so thank you. I'll move on to the next speaker.